it started with some ladies on lunch break many years ago. One of them, the parent of a developmentally disabled child, saying to her cohorts, "What happens when I'm gone? Who will take care of my beloved child?" And from that, this idea of Angel's Place was spawned. Tom Trapansky is Chief Executive Officer of Angel's Place. And we want to hear more about the Angels and their place. Tom, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for being out at Forest Lake for our golf outing today. It's always great to have you guys out here.
Just tell us, I mean, the Genesis story is a great one, but how much it's evolved, and it started with one home and then another. Where are we now, and how many adults are you serving?
Well, we're serving almost 100 adults in 21 homes across southeastern Michigan, and they're the most beautiful people you can imagine.
Well, we have been at many fundraisers where, well, you have many Goodwill ambassadors that have come out and joined us in the golf outing.
Mary Beth's looking forward to seeing you again today.
Mary Beth and I have had a romance going on now for several years. She
right.
is just a delight. But and you guys are going to have a chance to meet them as well. But they are angels. And the fact that the people that have been their caregivers for years know that there's a place for them to go once childhood ends and they transition. And then mom and dad have the peace of mind of knowing there's a place for them.
You were saying, Tom, that it starts with the people
right.
and the caregivers who give their time and care for these individuals, and
yeah.
you wanted to highlight that.
Yeah, the theme of your morning, I think, is awesome. It starts with me, you know, about all the political rhetoric, et cetera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And imagine that conversation 31 years ago of two nurses in the Beaumont cafeteria. One has a profoundly disabled daughter. And what happens when I'm gone? And they said, it starts with me. We're going to develop a solution for this. And that group of two nurses turned into a group of five nurses, and it turned into 1,000 people, and they created the first Angel's Place home 31 years ago.
Wow.
And after 31 years later, we have 21 homes, nearly 100 residents. And every day, we have about 150 caregivers. It starts with them. They make it, it's their job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more than a job to them. They make it their mission to go in these homes.
It's a calling.
And care for adults with developmental disabilities. And I think we've all had experiences with that. You know how hard it is. You know how the moods swing. You know the physical care that these folks need. And they've made it their calling, as you say correctly, to care for these adults. And they are the real heroes of the organization. And then it extends to an event like this, where we'll have folks playing golf today. And it starts with them and the dollars they contribute that makes our mission possible.
How has the Golf Classic evolved over the years?
Well, the number of players has been great. Adding WJR to the team has been great. We get more sponsors every year. And I think folks realize that we can only provide the level of care to our residents, men and women, mm-hmm. with intellectual and developmental disabilities because the incremental dollars that's created through philanthropy. And that philanthropy continues to increase.
The caregivers that you were speaking of obviously are very, very special people. I mean, patients may be the most important job skill
yeah.
that they have, but a deep sense of caring. For those that have heard about Angel's Place and maybe think that this could be their calling, how can they get in touch with you, and what kind of people are you looking for?
Yeah, so to be a caregiver, we will train you. It requires a caring heart. You go to angelsplace.com. We have online applications, and we're always in need of caregivers. We have about 150 caregivers, and just the nature of the business, so there's always a little bit of churn. Fortunately, compared to many organizations, we're nearly fully staffed, and so many organizations.
You're very fortunate.
So many mm-hmm. organizations like ours are in a staffing crisis, mm-hmm. but it's because of the philanthropy that folks provide to us, that we can pay a little bit more, and as a result, we have really high-quality caregivers.
You have 96 adults
yeah.
that you're caring for. I mean, I'm sure the list would be longer if you could provide the care.
Yeah, we have over 100 folks on our waiting list, and boy, I wish we could open another 21 homes today
yeah.
and solve their needs. But I want to tell you, right about 4 miles northwest of here, is our very first house. It was opened 30 years ago. And our very first resident, Mark, still lives there.
Really?
Yeah. And so he's been there all this time. And just recently, he got a new roommate, Danny. And so we have the oldest, the longest term resident and our newest term resident both living in the same house. And I went to visit Danny on his second day in the house. I said, Danny, how you doing? He was sitting in the TV room. He says, I'm doing good. And I said, are you watching TV? And he said, no, I'm just sitting here enjoying the beautiful house that you've created for me, and I'm enjoying the peace and quiet. And I said, man, that's the essence of what we provide, that here's this guy just moved into a different environment, and 24 hours later he was at peace.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So for folks to hear this story, and we've only got a few seconds left, angelsplace.com is the place to go. But you can change lives. And we should point out, who's your? How old is your oldest resident?
In the range of 75.
I mean, these are people that a few years ago didn't have a long life expectancy.
Right, exactly.
And the beautiful thing is they are living longer. The challenge is we need to take care of them longer, and that's where donors step in and make sure that they have the quality of life that Angels Place can provide.
Exactly. Is there living longer? There's other coexisting problems of dementia and things like that, which really requires a gentle touch and a higher level of care.
Yeah, and barrier-free housing and things like
that,
because they are living longer. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Tom, we look forward to future conversations. We'll be learning more about Angels Place. We continue from Forest Lake Country Club right after this.